know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts, is how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer a crying and hate and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Community Watching Comment. We've been away for a couple of weeks. Here we are. We're back.
We're back.
And, you know, today, you know, we're going to open our phone lines as the year comes to an end. You know, a lot of stuff going on out there.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
The good, bad, and ugly. You know, all manner of weirdness. And so this morning we're going to get your thoughts about your top story of the year. And we want you to invite you to call in at 202-588-0893 for Community Watch and Comment with yours truly, Ron Pinchback. And Chip Jones. Okay. Now, before we get started, as we approach the new year, we're going to be making a few changes here and there to hopefully make the show go better, smoother, and get more callers in, because we do want more callers, not less.
Mm-hmm.
And so, one of the things we'll have to do to address that is, you know, we're gonna have to reinforce some protocols that had been a part of WPFW for many, many years, and that's about frequency of calls and things like that. So, beginning this morning, people who call in, everybody go get their 2 minutes. 2 minutes. And to say your question or make your statement or whatever. And we encourage you to do that, okay? There will be no more repeat calls during the show. Sometimes, you know, people want to do that, but you know, it's not fair to those who are trying to get in. So, like I said, we're trying to expand our audience by creating more opportunity for you to speak. And I say for you to speak, okay? Because one of the other rules we're going to be following is that we're not going to be, and this is not a debate show, so we're not going to debate you, you know, over whatever issue you want to discuss, because, once again, there are people in line waiting for their turn. So you'll get your 2 minutes, you know, we're not in, it's not a debate show, so we're going to move on to the next caller, and so that we can, once again, create more opportunity for voices to be heard here on the station. That's the roundup. You know, just going to give you a heads up about, you know, a few changes that we're making to improve the program. to improve your experience, you know, when you call in. You know, we don't want people thinking that they're getting hung up on or anything like that. You know, so once again, we've initiated the protocol with 2 minutes. You get 2 minutes to ask a question, and we look forward to hearing what you have to contribute. Okay, so that's the rub. That's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And we got, you know, a few more things and coming up for the new year to hopefully improve the show. We'll find out through you. Okay. All right. So this morning, Chip.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's amazing how many stories can emerge in 1 year.
Right.
I mean, big stories.
Big stories.
You know? And, you know, some women care about, some people don't, you know?
Right. Yeah, I think the biggest one for me is a positive one. I mean, I think that what we saw happen in New York with Zohran Mamdani becoming the new mayor of New York, a socialist Democrat, a democratic socialist, you know, I think is a huge step forward in the politics of America. I mean, this idea that anything linked to anything that smelled of socialism was a third rail, that people are starting to expand their thought processes.
Yeah, that's a definitely big story. I mean, both parties didn't know how to react to that.
Right.
So, yeah, that was definitely huge. And there have been several others, you know. The government shut down again.
Mm-hmm.
But for the longest term in U.S. history, the White House was bulldozed. A third of it, and we have the tensions in, you know, Gaza, and, you know, still, you know, raging, as they say. And we have other, you know, other stories out there too that you may want to that may have affected you in some way, to that you want to share some observations about. So give us a call, 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Your top stories for 2025 as we look in the rearview mirror. And look, some of those stories are going to hang with us, though. Many of those stories are going to hang with us. So share your thoughts, okay? Whatever story that struck you the hardest of 2025, may be shared with the listeners out there. I'm sure many of you would probably agree with some of the stories that you're going to relate to us. So let's go to the phones, 202-588-0893, Community Watch and Comment, 26th edition, okay? Yeah, December 26th, day after Christmas. Hope everybody had a good holiday, okay? All right, 202-588-0893, good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Hello. Let me get straight to the point.
Yes, good morning.
Venezuela. Good morning. Hands off Venezuela, hands off Cuba, hands off Nicaragua. Moses stood on the rock. David used the rock. Jesus is the rock of all ages. So be careful. Before you kill, be sure that you're using the rock in God's will. You know, Moses went to the mountain. Jesus was the mountain. The mountain came to Muhammad. Muhammad said, "What's love got to do with it? These Christians are exploiting and oppressing my people." So he preached the Quran. Only a fool would say there is no God. Chairman Mao was the foolish old man who moved the mountain. And so you don't have to move the mountain. Just give me the strength to climb, and I'm coming up the rough side of the mountain. That's my testimony.
All right. Okay. Thank you for sharing. Okay. 202-588-0893. Community Watch and Watch Comment. What was your story of the year? Or what remains? Because a lot of these stories, like I said, are ongoing. But they had a real big impact, you know, during the year. And continue to have a big impact. The the federal cuts in employment that hurt a lot of people. No King's Day, a huge demonstration, you know, all across the nation, actually all across the world.
Right.
You know, and you know, it was it was millions and millions of people out there who were upset about the direction of this administration, and that's nationally and globally. 202-580-0893. Good morning, call. You on WPFW?
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Caller. Yes, there's a story that slipped by probably the news, the main news media. Felon 47 wants to institute summary executions of American citizens. Yeah. Crazy, deranged.
Mm-hmm.
And on the incidents of Hitler, even his main generals figured out he was crazy and deranged. His top general, even Rommel, said, "This man is crazy and deranged." I just want to say this. You can bet there are people in there are politicians in the Republican on the Republican side who are saying the same thing about this felon 47, but they're afraid to speak up, and they're afraid to speak up because they will be doxxed and information about them will be secretly leaked. My last point is this. We need think tanks. We need people who can sit down and figure out each point of this Project 2025 line by line, eight ways to Sunday. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thank you for making it. Yeah, the implementation of the 2025 plan has been full steam ahead, you know. And, you know, it's, what can you say? That's their plan. That's their goal. And, you know, many people don't understand it, but it's there. It was there in black and white before the election. So, yeah, and it's definitely affected many, many, many people. Yeah, okay. even the fallout between Trump and Musk, you know, yeah, who thought that was going to happen? Okay. 202-580-0893. Good morning. You're on WPFW. What was your story of the year?
It's me. You're talking to me, right?
Yes, we are.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. My biggest story, I don't know if you want, yeah, I think my biggest story is what I've seen. And I think people are failing to realize that the only way we can fight this administration is that we got to remember people of color got to remember there's no difference in us. And that the only way we're going to do anything worthwhile is that we're going to have to stick together. And it's proven that we can do it because when things happen, people stuck together and they got stuff done. The only problem is that once you get something done, the separation comes again. Mm-hmm. And they're using that against us because if we're separated, then we can't, you know, generate power. The more of us that stick together, the more power we have. And I'll leave this and land my plane on this. If we really want to get back and to things, we're going to stop spending our money with these very companies and this very administration that's giving us a problem. They are money hungry. They love their money more than they love their parents and themselves. If we stop that money, we can make some changes. That's what I hope for 2026.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. 202-580-0893. You got the Epstein files, you know, that are still in the works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all this once again emerged this year. And we'd like to know if any of these stories personally affected you. Perhaps you were laid off because of Doge. Remember Doge? Yeah, that was this year. Believe it or not. Stuff be happening fast.
Mm-hmm.
202-588-0893, community watching comment. What's your story of the year and why? Give us a call, share your thoughts. 202-588-0893. ICE, you know, running rampant all across the United States. National Guard deployed all over the United States. You know, these are some very interesting developments that are ongoing. But they are, had their roots. We had a parade here, and got had troops in D.C., got, you know, troops in other major cities. Justification is what's the word, to be had. courts are, you know, putting a stop to some of it, but not all of it. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show. What was your story of the year?
Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. How y'all doing today?
Good. All right. How are you?
Well, I'm calling about, you know, I noticed that the food that we eat is pretty much poison because they're spraying pesticides and stuff on our food, and we're getting sick. And I saw that on the news today, they're going to raise the insurance on people that can't afford insurance. So they constantly poisoning the food, the water, and the air. So we're going to have to come together and try to grow our own food, how to deal with ourselves, because processed foods and all this stuff is just making us sick. And as long as we continue to take the medicine that they give us, these medicines have side effects, which causes our bodies to block. The medicine blocks our body's natural ability to heal itself. So what we need to do is take responsibilities for our own bodies and eat more healthy food like our ancestors did. They grew their own food. They made their own medicine with natural herbs and stuff. And people, you can work with your doctor and get off of some of these medicines, because if your kidneys and your liver shut down, your brain going to stop and your heart going to stop. So people need to take responsibility for what's out there and stop eating all this processed, greasy, fried foods, because they're killing us. It tastes good, but it ain't good for us. So that's my thought for 2026 coming up. Take responsibility for your own body, because you are your first doctor. You know what's wrong with you. And y'all enjoy the rest of your day, and hope this year will be, next year will be better.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, food insecurity.
Right.
You know, major issue, you know, that's erupting. The whole insurance thing, you know, with the insurance premiums about to double, you know, what are people to do? There's still no remedy in sight. So in a short, very, very, very short span of time, those of you with insurance coverage will find your bills extraordinarily high, and you will be forced to make alternatives. Having a healthier diet is a good place to start.
Right. So, yeah, and that also brings up the fact that there are certain neighborhoods which are food deserts, that they're, you know, literally, they're locked out from those stores that have fresh fruit and vegetables and promote a healthier diet.
202-588-0893. The year in review. What was your top story of the year? Once again, we just scratched the surface. But we'll have to hear from you, because, you know, these stories, they're not just stories. You know, they affect people's lives.
Right.
Okay, the whole SNAP thing, the SNAP resources. They took the SNAP benefits away, gave them back on a limited basis. People have to reapply, and that's creating all kinds of consternation.
They raise the age limit, or I should say, raise the age limit on teens. It's like,
yeah, where else is a 14-year-old supposed to live except in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and those are the people they want to cut off, you know, from receiving those benefits. So there's a lot to, you know, be concerned about, a lot to be aware of, because these things will affect you. Kennedy and his panel of doctors, or whatever, are deciding on new protocols for different medicines and vaccines and stuff. Like I said, a lot of changes going on, and a lot of changes happening very rapidly. Okay? 202-588-0893. What's your top story of the year? Okay? Would it be politically? You know, is it the demise of the Trump mystique? You know, this poll numbers are, you know, tanking, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are blowing up ships in the Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean, Caribbean.
Attacking countries like Nigeria.
Okay. All right. And without any congressional oversight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so does that concern you? Is that a major escalation of inappropriate protocols? But anyhow, we want to hear from you. 202-588-0893. What was your story of the year? And how did it affect you? 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Is this me?
Yes, it is.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good morning. Chipster, good morning. Mr. Pinchback, good morning. Thank you all for your work this year, next year, all the time. Thank you very, very much for your work. I am Sister Sunshine, and I just wanted to say today is Magic Mike's birthday. Can we say happy birthday to Magic Mike Nacella?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's not on the board today, but we'll say happy birthday to him.
Yeah, he's out celebrating.
He had told me that, So, happy birthday to Magic Mike. We pray you have more healthy and happy ones. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday. We pray he has more healthy and happy ones.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm sure he'd appreciate that coming from, you know.
Thank you. You all continue having a blessed day. Family. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Mike. Now you're old enough to buy beer, so have a happy birthday, man. Enjoy yourself, okay? 202-588-0893, community watch and comment. Your top story of the year. Give us a call. It could be a local story, personal story, interstellar story. You know, and I say interstellar because there's some talk about some a ship that's making its way into the solar system. You know, lost in space, I guess. All right, 202-588-0893. Once again, the some of the stories that have emerged are the ICE detentions. It's a major concern, you know, for communities all across the United States, you know, who are being affected by this law enforcement effort. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, all right.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we can.
You're on the air.
Oh, okay, great. My story of the year, I think, is just the I wouldn't even say the change in the U.S. government. I would say the bringing to light of how the U.S. government acts, the censorship, the ownership, the getting rid of the inspector generals, and the general transfer of wealth to the wealthy and away from the common man in the United States. I think that when you get rid of the inspector generals, and it's not even a news story, it tells you a couple of things. That it says that there is censorship in the United States, and they don't want anything to come between that and come between the people and the realization of this censorship. We have 1,000 people who have homes underwater in the state of Washington, and it's not a big story. Is that because they got rid of FEMA and the people at FEMA? We have ships, we have Palestinians getting killed every day, and that's not a big story. And we've had news articles that have been censored. 700 were taken off, video things taken off by Google in October, according to The Intercept magazine. Is that something else? We have stories about medicine and comparison of different countries by Robert F. Kennedy. Let's not put in, because the pharmaceutical companies do not want it put in. They want him to be seen as a crazy non-vaccine nut, despite the fact that he has had 6 congressional hearings where he said he's in favor of vaccines, just safe things. We have a country that the government has just taken over the news media, and this has, you know, this has resulted in some horrific things, including the theft of our tax money, and it's not even being reported on. That's my thing. We have lost a lot of media coverage of things in the United States, and the rich are openly stealing from us now. That's my story of the year.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay. Appreciate your call. And, you know, the wealthy are definitely getting wealthier. You know, and you know, it's no comparison. You know, in terms of income levels now,
right? And this year, I think we've seen the largest transfer of wealth upward to the wealthiest. You know, on the backs of the average American.
On the backs of the average American. 202-588-0893. Give us a call, share your story of the year. Once again, who would have thought the White House would have been bulldozed? You know, that's almost unimaginable, but it's done. It's done.
Right. Well, who would have thought somebody would put their name above the name of the person who the memorial was for? You know, it's like...
Yeah, that's a whole nother story, you know, but one amongst many.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this president, the administration, the city has no problem putting their name on anything,
right?
That they want to take some kind of credit for. I can't imagine what kind of credit they can possibly take. They didn't build the Kennedy Center or anything like that, and. You know, the beat goes on, you know.
Right.
Now, look, now he wants to build a whole new fleet of battleships. Battleships became obsolete in World War One, not World War Two, but World War One. Okay.
But he needs something to put his name on.
Yeah. But he's talking about spending billions and billions of dollars to rebuild the fleet, you know. When people ain't got nothing to eat. 202-588-0893. Give me your watching comment. What's your story of the year? Give us a call. Share your thoughts. Good morning. You on WPFW.
Hello. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Okay. I've been listening to WPFW ever since it was down on 8th Street Northwest.
Thank you.
And I got a comment. Now, I'm going to tell you something about this government. This government has never meant no good to us. Remember in March when Senator Van Hollen got that brother out of that prison down in El Salvador?
Mm-hmm.
And, I've been trying to get in touch with him since April because I have a situation that is personal to me, and I need his help because I'm one of his constituents. And you know what his office keeps telling me? Oh, he doesn't get involved in legal matters. Now, tell me what's wrong with that picture.
All right. Thank you for sharing your story. 202-588-0893. Community watch and comment here on WPFW. What's your story of the year? Let's go to another caller. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Ron, Chip. Well, first, I don't know if I have a story of the year, but first, I would like to give thanks for you both for maintaining community comment. I sometimes complain because I remember when every day there was community comment, but now it's rare. So I really do want to thank you all for holding on, because I know it's not an easy task. Even if people get mad at you, you make mistakes. It's all right. If we don't make mistakes, we don't learn, right? Mm-hmm. That's the nature of human beings. You know?
We don't grow.
Start with that. Hey, but one of my big thanks is for that. With all of the assaults on, well, first off, the government has assaulted the people. But all of the ongoing assaults on media and the ability to get information out, I'm still grateful for PFW. And I'm really grateful for the fact that those of us who are still fighting to maintain it as public community media still seem to have a finger in that dike. So the struggle may not be over, y'all. And I'm not one of those people who's ever willing to give up. So the truth is that we're still here. We're still broadcasting. And after I went to the gathering on last weekend for PFW, it was fantastic. So, I mean, I think that the breadth of people who came was a really good thing. And I was reminded that, you know, I've been a member of PFW for over 30 years. But, I've never been to one of those gatherings before. Mm-hmm. And I think that I'm sorry that it wasn't large enough that more people couldn't come, but I think that it's a really good opportunity for us to remember who we're doing, what we're doing, and why we're doing it, and what we're doing it for. I mean, I think that we the people are the ones who will prevail, no matter how dark it looks right now. And I want people to keep that in mind, keep struggling, and remember the many things that we are looking at, enjoying, and that are being stolen from us today by the rich are things that we built, that we created. You know, we the workers, nothing goes without us. If we don't work, you know, if we don't make the stuff that then they use to beat up on us with, still the good stuff doesn't come from it. We're the ones who make this world run. We're the ones who make this world work. And so we should never forget the fact that we are the power. The problem is that we're the ones who have the hardest time believing it, because we have a hard time believing how much good we've already done. Right. So just remember that. Yeah. Look at our children and grandchildren and remember, no, things aren't where we want them to be, but they're better than they have been, and they're not as good as they're going to be, because we're not giving up that struggle. So that's my
story right.
today.
All right.
Thank good you. Message.
Love you.
Thank you.
Love you both.
Thank you very, very much. And we do have to be reminded of that, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we should be reminded of that. You know, we have children to raise, you know. Right. And you can't raise them on falsehoods. 202-588-0893, community watching comment. We're getting your stories of the year. Whether it's the Epstein files or the ICE raids,
right,
are perhaps the one of the larger stories, because it's taking such a toll on citizens who can't protect themselves.
Yeah, and it seems so anti-un-American. I mean, the brutality of it, you know, goes against, you know, what we believe we are as Americans, you know.
202-588-0893. Trump announces his, what do you call this? A military dividend. He's going to give, you know, troops, you know, a bonus. You know, it reminds me of the old Roman Empire. That's had to pay that tribute to.
But even that's false, because this money that, you know, he's calling, you know, money he's giving to the troops was already allocated by Congress months ago, and he moved it from the category of housing stipend to a category now where they're going to be taxed on that money now. So it's basically it's almost like he's giving them an advance on their pay,
right?
As opposed to an actual benefit that he's giving them. So it's all about.
And I've seen military housing and those families, those young families,
mm-hmm.
and they need all the help they can get.
They can,
you know, and so. You know, this sleight of hand, this trickster stuff is
right.
Yeah, you know, it's just unacceptable. 202-580-8893. Go ahead, Chip.
I was gonna say one of the things I wanted to highlight too. I'm trying to be positive going into the next year's. You know, when our last caller, she talked about, you know, we are the ones that do the work that keep this country going, and it's about us reminding ourselves of that and our power. I mean. Two of the things that I thought were incredible this year were the city of Seattle and the state of Colorado, which have instituted taxes on the top wage earners, the upper crust, to pull back money for school lunches for the homeless. So we have the power to do it as when we work collectively. That mm-hmm. we can reallocate the funds that seem outside of our grasp in America.
202-588-0893. Seattle also successfully, you know, blocked troop deployment there.
Yep.
Chicago, you know, successfully blocked troop deployment. Looks like the judges are finally realizing that the emperor has no clothes. so they're kind of, they're pulling back on this authority that he's assuming because it's out of control.
It is.
It's out of control. And now he's also threatening to take the licenses of broadcast entities that don't
bend
their point of view. And, you know, if that's not Hitler-esque, then nothing is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was the first thing they did.
Right. Control the media.
Control the media. Lock them up. Burn the radio station down. You know, do this, do that. And now he's advocating, you know, such behavior here in the States. I mean, do you really, really want the government to go after, you know, broadcast entities threatening their licenses?
Mm-hmm.
You know, now if they were doing it for a good reason, maybe, maybe. But no, they just don't. I don't like how he talked about me.
Right.
202-580.
As a kid who grew up on the Westerns, man, we always knew the villain was. He was the one that was burning down the newspaper, right? that's how you knew he was the bad guy.
He was the bad guy. 202-580-8930. What's your story of the year? You know, give us a call, share your thoughts. And why? You know, what makes it that story so important to you? Give us a call, 202-588-0893, Community Watching Comment. You got 2 minutes to make a statement or ask a question or whatever, okay? But we open these phone lines up for you because your voice is extremely important in these ongoing debates about things. You know, don't discount the power of your voice and the power of your efforts. It makes a difference. It makes a huge difference. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program.
Hi, is this me?
That's you.
That's you.
Hi, my story of the year is that Department of Defense has reopened two bases in Puerto Rico in a stealthy way. I only heard it reported just by accident on a couple of stations, Roosevelt Roads Naval Base and Ramey Air Force Base. Now, Ramey Air Force Base, I think, closed in the early 80s when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And Roosevelt Roads closed in 2004. I always thought that once bases were closed, they were not reopened.
Listen, there are, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because ICE is appropriating facilities all across the country with the help of the U.S. military and funding from the U.S. military to build essentially these camps in every state that they can.
Right.
So they are camping up on us, y'all.
Well, they're using those bases to do the operation in Venezuela.
Right. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't like that.
It's all with the tentacles have a very long reach. Yes, they do. And what about this? What about the notion of blowing up, seafaring vehicles without evidence, because, they want to dethrone, a head of state.
Right.
I'm just wondering how, how the American people feel about that, because it's unlawful, it's immoral. They're sending poison. The pharmaceutical companies are not being attacked. Okay, they for providing, medicines and remedies and things like that hurt people.
Well, I mean, if you want to talk about who hurts people more, it's alcohol. I mean, people are dying. There are more people that die each year from alcohol related situations than they do from fentanyl or from cocaine. So it's like, we have decided that alcohol is okay,
Alcohol is okay. 202-588-0893. Your story of the year. What will it be? What got your ground moving, as they say? Environmental news. The global warming continues. The unsettled weather patterns, continue. Some would argue that they're getting exponentially worse. The administration wants to eliminate windmill licenses, for offshore windmills.
Mm-hmm.
It's once again, they're just any number of attacks on the environment, on an ongoing basis. They don't seem to, despite all the evidence, they don't seem to understand, what they're doing.
I don't know if you saw the clip of Donald Trump speaking to a little girl on Christmas and asking her if she what she was expecting from Santa, and she remarked, well, she just hopes she doesn't get cold. And then he went in on her about clean coal, how good clean coal is. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's some tone deafness there.
She's thinking about COLD and he's thinking about fish. Clean coal.
Clean coal.
202-588-0893. Give us a call, share your thoughts. What was your story of the week? Excuse me, your story of the year. You know, once again, the fallout between what's his name, Musk and Trump.
Trump, uh huh.
Okay, you know, that's, you know, there's a level of unstableness there that you know, people don't want to admit to. But nonetheless, it's there. And this guy's got the richest man in the world. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 202-580-0893. Your story of the year. You know, what's happening in the Middle East. Will there be, you know, a settlement of Ukraine issues? Trying to make all kinds of deals over there, but none of them seem to be sticking.
Yeah, well, Russia attacked on Christmas as well. So so it seems like Putin and Trump have that same idea. You know, we'll take Christmas as a day to ramp up the violence.
Yeah. Ramp up the violence. 202-580-0893. What's your story of the year? You know, it could be a local story. It could be something that's happening, you know, with you personally, which is fine. A lot of people have been affected by this economic downturn. Christmas shopping is down. I'm sure many of our callers are happy about that. Been advocating for years that, you know, people need to rethink the whole shopping thing, you know, for this year, this time of year. And many people listen. And look, maybe not by choice.
Right.
But nonetheless, you know, sales are down. And, you know, it's just, people are just holding on to what they got, you know, before that get taken away. All right. So, and, you know, they got Social Security changes that are on the horizon. We don't know what they are because those plans have not been announced, but nonetheless, they're in the works. The insurance issue. Now, people are having a difficult enough time paying for the insurance that they got now. So when their premiums double, what are these folks to do? You know, what are they going to do? 202-588-0893. And that story is on the doorstep. It's going to be interesting to see how folks respond to that. You know, because nobody likes it. Republicans, Democrats, Independents, you know, nobody likes what's happening there. But nothing's being done. You got the House locked down to where they don't want to touch it. They didn't want to fake it out. Yeah, at the same time, when people are about to have an expenditure that they never would have imagined, you know, some years ago, a few weeks ago. But here it is. Here it is on the doorstep. 202-580-0893, your story of the year. And by the way, it could be an entertainment story of the year also.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there's always some controversy or something, you know, involving entertainers. It's just something we can't just get away from. But once again, in level of their importance, you know, that's another matter.
Right. Okay? Well, I mean, entertainers are standing up and walking away from presenting at the Kennedy Center. I mean, that's something that's showing pushback on what this or this president in particular has done. You know, I think the Christmas jazz concert, which has gone on, I don't know, for what, 30 years or something at Kennedy Center, the performers refused to do it, so it didn't happen this Christmas. And it looks like Hamilton is not coming to Kennedy Center because Manuel just, he can't abide it, you know.
Hey, that's where we are. Mm-hmm. That's where we are, y'all. You know, and people are resisting in their own way.
Right.
And in many different creative ways. All right. 202-588-0893. Your story of the year. Is it the mounting resistance? Was No King's Day, you know, an outlier? Or was it, you know, really trying to tell us something about where the American population is, you know, with this administration? Give us a call. Share your thoughts. What's your story of the year? 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Hello, sir. How are you today?
Good morning.
I love you. I mean, really, since Dr. Ambrose and all that, WCF Love is a family radio station, and I love it. It's really, but you know, I was listening to you now. Independent Republican Democratic Party and independent. Well, I know all Americans, if we ask them simple, what is that? Democratic Party and Republican. Really, I don't know why. Americans don't know. That is not independent party. That's like a screwdriver, little screw on the. But they never allow it. It's in America. America. Republican is a Protestant. Democratic Party is a Judaism. I know that. They don't allow. Catholic was Mr. Kennedy. But can the Americans try to find out what is what? The lie. Oh, the third party, that is not no third party. Independent party, that is not, never been independent party. But we are always getting beneath, I mean, totally controlled by the method and by the system of it. And the whole universe. Oh, we have to democratize this. What is democracy itself? Can we see it? That was created by the Spartans of Greek, those who they created slavery. And yet now, until now, we are controlled by the called democracy or democratic party. That is ridiculous. We are human beings, especially as I am saying, the colors of black, we are totally controlled in the whole universe. No existence in the valley of money, that we are controlled by the money of controlling money. Who? The banking controllers? The finance controllers, the everything, the system controllers, the law controllers, the law itself. If it's not approved by them, you and me are nothing. They can put you to any schools of called law, law of their own law, not the God's law, not the Ten Commandments, not the law of God, never. So that's what it wonders me. But I love it. WTFW is like, simply, I've been here 44 years now, but I love it, and I love you guys, all of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing your perspective also. All right, what about you? We got about 4 minutes left. Share your thoughts about your story of the year, or stories of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, there's plenty to choose from. Some you just gotta scratch your head and say, "Damn, really?" You know, yeah, really. That's what's happening out there. It's come across every day with something more crazy. You know, this notion that the president wants to rebuild the military. Fleet. He wants a whole new regiment of battleships and stuff like that, you know. Well, you know, in the final days of Hitler, that's how he spent his days in his bunker, playing with toys.
Mm-hmm.
His scientists had come up with that they wanted to do, you know, they wanted to build and what's the word? They wanted to build this whole new class of weapons to win the war. Now he's in this bunker, you know, he's getting ready to knock on this door,
right.
And he's in there playing with toys, you know, that toys that he imagines would somehow win the war. And now we have another president doing the same thing. You know, well, yeah, we'll build bigger battleships.
Right.
You know, we'll build better aircraft carriers. We'll bigger. And where's the money coming from?
Well, they'll find money for that, you know.
Of course.
What they can't find money for, what they can't seem to get behind is the stuff that's affecting us. You know, when you get back to the RFK Jr., you know, and this anti-vaxxing situation, you know, we have gone from 13 cases of confirmed cases of measles in 2020 to now over 1,900 cases in 2025. We've had
and growing.
Kids dying of whooping cough in Kentucky when we haven't had kids die of whooping cough in three decades in 30 years. So, I mean, there are things that are going on that this administration just refuses to really address, you know. And in fact, they're on the other side pushing in the wrong direction. You know,
yeah.
when you have the same party that controls Florida giving up all vaccine mandates for children, for everything, in the light of, you know, epidemics of measles and whooping cough, you're like, really? Is that where we should be going?
Apparently they think so. But they'll find out. Mother Nature don't play. Karma is, you know what, and the American people deserve better, and the kids deserve better.
Right, because the thing about children is that they don't have any agency, you know.
Exactly.
So they rely on us to do what's best for them.
Well, Chip, it's been great being back with you.
Yes, sir.
To you listeners out there, thank you.
Yes.
We appreciate the input that you've been giving us and things like that.
Because this show can't happen without you.
Hey, that's what a dang show, as they say. So we'll be back with you next week for another edition of Community Watch and Comment. And hopefully you folks have a good week, and pay attention. Don't go off the rails. Don't let them get you down.
That's right.
Yeah, don't let them get you down. You know, okay? You got to keep fighting. You got to keep yourself energized, for the issues ahead.
Right. and enjoy the Happy New Year, you know?
Indeed. Yeah, that's all hope for that. Nowadays, I better do you.
Seems like there's a lot of
happy birthday, Mike.
Bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts is how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love.
Birchmere presents Derek Gripper and Balake Sissoko, January 14th. Avery Sunshine, January 17th. Will Downing, January 30th and 31st. And Babatunde Hip Hopra, February 1st. Details at birchmere.com.
Hello, I'm David Whetstone, and you're listening to member-supported WPFW Washington.